Hello, I'm Daryl Seeland.
And I'm Michelle Bingert.
According to a recent Quality Reader survey, 97% of respondents said they used plug gauges on the shop floor. Although some of the technology has remained little changed for decades, the surrounding environment has changed. Michelle spoke to gauging experts to ask how to get the most out of your plug gauge, whether it is a basic version or an electronic indicating plug gauge. Michelle, why are plug gauges so important?
Well, basically, quality couldn't happen without gauges. Today, there are a lot of different kinds out there, but some of the most basic are still some of the most commonly used. Plug gauges, as our readers know, are pretty basic. If a part fits into the go section, but not to the no-go, it passes. So I spoke with Mark Curtis. He's the co-author of the Handbook of Dimensional Measurement, and he said fixed gauges constitute one of the pillars on which interchangeable manufacturing has rested since its early origins.
So what has changed?
Basically, the surrounding environment on the shop floor. Manufacturers may also use coordinate measuring machines, CMMs, and more advanced electronic gauges, which would have statistical process control. So there's been an overall improvement in the manufacturing process. A plug gauge's function is inspection, not measurement. So for measurement, people might turn to other gauging options, which often work in tandem with these basic plug gauges. So a shop might have 10 basic gauges for every one electronic readout gauge. So while the basic gauge hasn't changed, now the operator has more options on what to do with the measurement information. They can output data to a computer for SVC and more. So the changes relate to data collection and measurement.
So one can when using plug
gauges? One issue to consider when using plug gauges is measurement uncertainty, which is an indicator of how exact a specific measurement process is. The smaller the value, the closer the reading will be to the true size. It's also important to watch out for artificially tightened tolerances. Using a tighter tolerance pin may be overkill. It costs more money, it takes longer to get, and it also wears out faster. So once you understand tolerances and measurement uncertainty, you still have to know how to use the gauge, which sounds obvious, but people have told me they've seen plug gauges used as a hammer. They shouldn't be forced, so the plug gauge should be able to go all the way through the part. Plug gauges are used to inspect holes for pass or fail conditions. They use as masters for setting micrometers, verniers, or calipers. They're not resizing tools, so they shouldn't be used to measure the exact or actual size.
Thanks, Michelle. You can find out the full story on plug gauges in Michelle's article, Classic Gauges, in the issue of Quality Magazine.